Welcome to Shooting the Shit. Here are your hosts, Sean and Michael.
Action. We're on the air. It's episode. Welcome to Hollywood at Shooting the Shit. And yeah, pretty controversial start. Michael, what's new?
Yeah, well, I mean, about 10 minutes ago before we started this recording, your fucking place was making noises like, I don't know, some kind of past the level.
Yeah, well, I know,
snake.
Another false alarm.
What's going on?
So get this, they set the alarm off, the whole building's fucking goes nuts, the fire alarm's going off everywhere, all the speakers inside the condo units and that, in every room there's a speaker, obviously, for health and safety.
Does anybody whisper on them, mate? Like, during the night, hey, psst,
wake up. Are you snoring?
The problem is, though, if you're trying to target one room, like, and you're trying to do some sex talking with one of those, everybody's going to be hearing it. So you need to have, a code word for, like, I don't know, hey.
Imagine it comes on the thing. It's like, yeah, this is really fucking awkward as you're in the middle of the deed and I'm talking through this speaker. Get in there, son.
Mate, have you ever watched a sex show? I watched one. It's pretty fucking crazy. a live sex show. Aye, a live sex show. And it's fucking... Yeah. We were a group of like fucking five or six. Fuck, maybe even more actually. And a couple of them went right down to the main... I don't know if
that... Yeah, of course it was at the front that was left, eh? Because nobody wants to be right up there.
Exactly. So the fucking shagging starts happening. This guy's rattling this woman, and I'm going to assume she's loving it because she's like, ah, ooh, ee, ah, ooh, ah, ah, ee, ooh, oh my god! And obviously that's standard for enjoying it
or acting.
But the problem is the view that we've got. It's looking up
rectal.
The how do we call it? The man's sphincter. I don't know about you, but the straight guy, I don't really fancy seeing a guy's arse that close to when he's his bum's fucking winking at me, man.
You should go up behind him and give him, as we were talking about before we went on there, but under me.
I mean, he's slapping the arse. I keep going, pal, you're doing a good job. look at the stare. He's fucking green. Mate, but imagine doing that as a job though, and you're like, oh, you know what, I really can't be arsed getting fucking pumped today. You need to put on a fucking fake smile on that, or be in the pumpy. Like, obviously this guy has to get a fucking stoner in front of like 20 to 30 folk, and then you've got, you don't know, somebody could say something to throw you off, like, oh, great asshole, man. And you're like, what the fuck did a guy just fucking say that? And you can't do anything about it, and you still need to stay rock solid. So, fair play, he's got a decent mental game, yeah. Clearly.
Or he's just high as fuck.
See, in Amsterdam, you ever been,
I've never
to,
been
the,
to Amsterdam?
The Blue Windows. Oh, well, yeah. Let's just say, mate, the Blue Windows are the trannies.
Oh, right, okay.
And when I was looking at the guy, I don't know, clearly he liked what he seen. He fucking started rubbing his penis up and
was
down against the window. Now he's saying to himself, I was just saying to myself, that is a very eager penis. And my non-penetrated arsehole is going to be staying that way. Good day.
Correspondent Michael is standing by in some... countryside location. Michael, over to
yes.
you.
Thank you there, Todd. The crypto market is looking very shite. Red arrows everywhere. Bitcoin currently sitting at 63,128.50. This is a drop which I'll pass on to Michael to talk about. Oh, right there, Sean. Sorry. That reporter's just passed me on to you. He said that he wants the real fucking truth, and I'll tell you the fucking real truth. This is all fucking market manipulation, guys, to fucking get you at the market if you're in it. And if you're not in it, you should be in, out, shake it all about. This is some time where you need to fucking buy as much as you can, hold it, ignore these fucking idiots that try to control the market makers as they're known, these investment bastards that don't give a fuck about us, to make up that fake money, control us with all these fucking mental things like giving you shite bread, shite fucking Coca-Cola, all this pish that fucks up your body, fucks up your brain. You can't fucking do anything because you're fighting all these other mental fucking health illnesses because of all the shit that they've done. But anyway, breathe.
I guess I'm not going to have that Coke anymore then.
Yeah, mate, probably
Coca-Cola,
not.
Coca-Cola.
Yeah, exactly. But mad, really mad that the market is this
manipulation.
Low, not really. It is manipulation. It's
probably going to drop.
They're playing a game. They're playing a game to get fucking Bitcoin cheaper. And yeah, we've not started the bull run yet, so not fucking worried. And approximately, I'd say 4 weeks from now, we're going to see the markets going nuts.
Mm.
When that, mate, they're going to have to turn, the governments are going to have to turn the money printer on, because this is the way the system's set up. They can't fucking go out of this unless there's some sort of crazy event that tanks everything. But they don't want that to happen, because that's going to hurt them overall as well, because then they're going to have to wipe out all this fucking debt or get fucking
the 2035, 2040, because it's really going to be, they're not going to let it happen overnight. It's going to be a slow decline, eh? Like, over time. I would think so, because why would they want it just to completely collapse in front of you? Like, it's going to take some time. And then that's where they can, while it's slowly declining, they can start implementing some other strategies on currency, aka cryptocurrency.
Bitcoin. It almost feels like maybe they've actually, maybe the investment companies, financial sector made Bitcoin for this.
Yeah.
Maybe they're the ones that done it. We know, obviously don't know who,
no, it's just
who did. Maybe it is for evil. Maybe it isn't as good as what we think. Maybe it's just that mechanism for finance to come to the digital era and not fucking stick to the old ways, because, hey, once it's fucking digital, nobody sees fuck all. You go, oh, there's another zero added on.
Yeah.
But the obviously, with Bitcoin, the whole time, you can't manipulate it. Yeah, maybe. We can't rule that out, because we don't know. And it's funny, because I don't see many articles. I don't see many articles talking about that. I've seen maybe one on it. Not more than one.
Yeah.
That's came from that point of view. I guess, well, you look at the fact that something like Tor, which is fucking a browser you can use to connect to the dark web, where you get to meet all those dirty, dirty bastards.
I closed that browser before I came on this, just in case.
I bet you did. Fucking selling pictures of your arse. €5.
€5 for my crack.
€10 if you want to see the starfish. Not bad deal, huh? But aye, that was made by the American Navy. So basically, don't fucking worry about fucking trusting.
Yeah.
Don't worry about fucking trusting. Just,
Yeah.
We're fucked.
Welcome back to Depression Radio.
The Illuminati got their fingers everywhere. It's not Depression Radio. I'm just speaking the truth, mate. Everyone can see it. There's so much protests and shit. Like, I've never seen so many protests at any other point in my life. In the UK, with the farmers, where fucking so many people, I feel like genuinely that it's at a point now where
it's bubbling.
I think, yeah, bubbling. I think people are actually wanting to do something, march down. I think we all need to do that.
Yeah,
physically,
I think so.
Be there and fucking beat them. Go, oh fuck yeah! Just remember, we're actually the customer, not fucking you. You fucking dirty bastard conservatives fucking taking the money away and fucking around with your PCP for fucking COVID. And mate, oh my God, we know where this money is and where it is, what's happened. And they're not getting fucking sorted legally for it. They're not getting put in jail. They're not, what the fuck? Literally showing, if you've got money, you can do anything you want. Yeah, Jeffrey or Epstein, you're dirty, smelly cunt. JP Morgan, all these people, man. Fuck the lot of them. Scum. Yeah.
Especially when it's like, there's nothing wrong with having money, it's just if you're a total shitty person.
I wonder, mate, if you have to be a bit fucking psychotic to work for these companies, eh? Like, you're just overlooking, fucking world domination, making everybody's life fucking shit. Aye, fuck it, I'll work for them for $80,000, please. Morals, zero.
Plus a nice 5% bonus on there as well, you know? Yeah, very nice.
Yeah, like fucking Wolf of Wall Street, a dwarf comes in, you start fucking chucking them onto a bloody darts board.
Nate, do you want to hear my wolf impression?
Scene. Aye, go for it. Honestly,
shite.
I give it a 6.
Yeah.
6 out of 10.
What, Nate, do yours for the listeners.
You need to do like a scene though. Like, you need to talk about a scene for me so I can do it properly.
The wolf is walking to the top. The scene is from far away. You see the wolf walking to the top of the hill and he's making that noise into the sky.
Oh! I'm such a sad wolf.
Yeah, you're still listening to the podcast. You get, I don't know.
Yeah, you get Randy Wolf. He's like, ah, woo, woo, woo. Like the fucking mask, mate. Auga. What a game, by the way. Have you played the mask game on the SNES?
I actually don't remember it, not one.
Oh, disgusting. He used a fucking boxing glove and a big massive fucking horn and did mental moves with his hat and that as well. Good game. If you've not seen the film, though, then I guess it's not going to make much sense.
What's this, The Mask?
Yeah.
Oh, The Mask. It was
Jim Carrey. Lovely. I think it was played by somebody else the second time. I don't know. Kind of mind.
The creativity involved in that stuff is crazy, though, when you think about it. Eh? All the detail and like the creation of these fucking movies, classic movies.
Out of nothing. What was the classic. What was the initial spark for that? Like, what the fuck? Some guy puts a mask on his face and then that mask changes him fully lime green and he turns out in a crazy bastard.
What's the dog's name again?
Oh, fuck, man. I can't even remember. I've not watched it in ages because they used to have a cartoon
Milo,
episode. Eh?
Milo, wasn't it? Milo?
Mask, I don't know. Mask Doug. Yeah, should not have put that in, man. There's a fucking mask of a dog. Why have I even done that? Hello, this is the first time I've ever used Google in my life. XXXX boobs. Oh my god. Oh my god. Absolutely fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I tell you what else is fucking absolutely ridiculous, pal.
Yes.
Did you know if you are a big wanker, I'm talking about the biggest wanker, everyday wanker, you are going to be hopefully lessening your risk to fucking prostate cancer, mate.
If you wank every day?
Bill, yeah, every day. Well, a little bit out, mate, because apparently I'm going to really, really trust the study, mate, seriously.
Yeah.
I think this is no joke. I think it's 100% legitimate. It says, studies fit with the idea that ejaculation can reduce prostate cancer by decreasing the concentration of toxins and crystal-like structures that can accumulate in the prostate and potentially cause tumours. Yep, there's no crystals here. My pipes are clean. But you know what's interesting? This person that created the article was clearly a fan of wanking. Look, yeah. I am validated. I can wank every day. This article says so. Fuck you. Mum. Oh, Christ.
Yeah, he's done a good job to convincing himself. He's totally convinced a lot of people with that one as well.
I'm convinced, mate. Similarly, ejaculation may alter the immune response within the prostate, reducing inflammation, a known risk factor for cancer development, or by increasing immune defense against tumor cells. Oh my God, this is crazy, mate. So, men out there listening right now, we are on episode 24. We've gave you great fucking advice when it comes to crypto, but if you want good life advice, keep wanking. Set yourself a wank schedule Monday to Friday. Get your wank in because the data backs it. Be a wanker. Be a wanker.
Yeah. And also, as you shot at your local Walmart, tissues are half price currently.
Sean, I'm going to see it live here because I want people to know. It is the 27th of April, 2024. I know Nike say just do it. Just wank. With a fucking logo, a hand on a dick, and a wee bit of fucking jizz coming at the end. Just wank. What do you think? Our new fucking apparel, mate. We're going to be on the UFC. Just wank. Fucking, oh, it's going to be everywhere, mate. And today's match, sponsored by Just Wank. Hey, what do you think about that, Joya? You just wank? Oh, yeah, I wank every day, Bob. Joe Rogan fucking saying he loves wanking. Oh, God.
Yeah. And they're talking over the dude whites.
You need to clean yourself up in a jiffy. We know men need to have at least one wank a day to make sure the prostate stays clean. Use us. Use us after you've used yourself.
We clean the jizzy and just the jizzy.
Aye, mate, I think we've got a few good brands here that we can make money from.
Exactly.
And if somebody steals this, we know who it is, because we'll track your IP address.
We've already got it because you're listening. Huh? Just kidding.
Yeah, exactly. We don't do any of that shady fucking American shit.
Yeah.
The fucking NSA, looking into your phones, looking into fucking your devices. Fucking unbelievable. It's real, guys. That's why you need to fucking hide your camera if you want to do wank yourself. Because, somebody could have put fucking malware on and broadcast you on fucking Pornhub or some shit. Yeah, possible, mate. Sadly possible. I'm just highlighting the chances of that. And, mate, what are the chances of fucking US banning TikTok?
Well, what do they need? They need to sell the company, right? Before they don't ban it. They need to, that's the condition.
Oh, yeah. And that was something to do with like 90 days or something they've got, or 200 something days.
No, it's like 9 months or something like that. It's quite a bit.
9 months? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Keep going. Give us a fucking backhander. One of those ones.
Yeah, no. What it is we urgently want to ban this, but we won't do it for almost another year until they get a chance to sell it. Like, if it was that bad? I don't know if we'll do it anyway.
Yeah, we've got a call for you, Mr. President. It's China. Yeah. Oh, my God.
This is
what did you say?
All of this is
Russia.
Mate, this is all doing one thing. They don't want any news sources that's not ones that they are in control of.
This is what I'm saying. We need a world news platform. Hello.
Yeah.
I'm Michael Rodriguez. Welcome to World News. Mate, in Venice, don't know if you've ever been, fucking amazing place.
No.
They are now charging visitors, or should I say tourists, €5 each for entry because they're fucking sick. The amount of people that fucking go there. I actually went with my wife and my daughter went in 2019, I think. End of 2019. I might have been 2020, I can't remember. Definitely before COVID, where everything was normal. You didn't need a vaccine. All that fucking nonsense. Zoom. Oh my God. Hey, I'm going to have a fucking Zoom night with my fucking friends. Who's going to join me?
Yeah, crazy.
The jokes are like, this is how I work from home. Put a shirt on at the top and then fucking shorts on at the bottom.
Yep, I did that a lot.
Or Y fronts if you're me. Piss, shit, and stains like fuck, my. Why fucking white? Why have white boxers anyway? Fucking stupid colour. Why have you not got yellow in the front, brown in the back? It makes fucking common sense. You're covering both fucking sides.
Nate, what they need to do is
maybe actually a little bit of the bottom of the boxers, maybe possibly a white area. Just in case.
What are the fucking transparent boxers? What do you think about that idea?
Transparent boxers.
So like, you can imagine you're in a club, you know, right? That, I mean, not us because we're too fucking old now. But imagine you're in a club and you drop your drawers and then it's see-through boxers. So the person, like, I'm not saying women or guy, use whatever floats your boat, but as one of them gets a look before they touch it, you know what I'm saying? They can, you know, see before they touch them.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You can see before you touch. There's actually a fucking TV show, mate, called Naked Fucking Attraction. And basically, this door goes up, and then boom, and it's a fucking guy. The tadger's out. Psh,
fucking blind date. It's like blind date, man.
Naked.
Oh my god. Disgusting.
But yeah, I don't know what I think about that, mate. Basically, revealing your fucking goldfish like that. That's what it looks. Yeah. That's what it fucking looks like. A wee goldfish fucking in the aquarium.
Yeah, that's because you're showing it doesn't mean you're going to use it, mate. You know what I'm saying?
If you're sitting there nursing a semi, I guess it's going to fucking help you. Or if you're a fucking shore, there you go, mate. You're not good. But us fucking, mate, us fucking growers need to stick together.
Yeah. So no, I guess that's a no to the transparent boxers then.
Yeah, mate. I mean,
bad idea.
Everybody knows what they're getting, but I mean, sometimes it's not good to have too much transparency. Hey, government, you wanks. Yeah, mate.
Now, I'm going to get, see when Bitcoin starts going fucking nuts, I'm going to get boxers with a fucking Bitcoin logo on it.
I would consider getting a fucking tattoo. Mate,
crypto boxers. Crypto boxers. Imagine your boxers just saying Ada, 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 Ada.
Yeah, mate, right in the front in the line of your dick, staking. Fucking hell.
Yeah.
But I've seen, I've seen actually a lot of countries changing their capital gains percentages, mate.
Yeah.
It's almost like they know. We are getting some people out of the fucking system. Nah, we can't be fucking having that. Hold on a minute. Yeah. We can't be having that. We need some of that money. This is the one thing I don't get about fucking capital gains tax. So you have worked your fucking ass off. You've got your money after fucking it's been taxed by the system. So already been taxed. So you're like, you know what? I would really fucking love to fucking improve my life, improve my situation. Hey, have a fucking good time.
Yeah.
Have a nice time, man. And let me fuck it. I'm going to invest it. I'm going to take the risk. If I lose the money, fine. Yeah, no problem. You make some money. Guess what? We need a fucking cut. What? You've took no risk. I've taken all the risk. You've already taxed me. Why the fuck do you need to fucking pay more tax on that? That's absolutely ridiculous, man.
Yeah, it is.
That is actually the one thing, mate, that actually highlights how corrupt the fucking government system is.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Why do you deserve a fucking share? I'm the one that took all the risk. What? So if I lose it all, do you give me money as well then? Because that doesn't fucking happen.
Yeah.
If you lose it.
Yeah, because if you lose it, if you lose it all, it doesn't become a negative income.
Can I get
maybe
$2,000 back, please?
Yeah, that's so true. It's so true. I mean, that's definitely a good reason to diversify income, for sure, eh? Like, when you think
fucking
about
right.
that. But I'm not saying it makes it even better. But
wait, invest, because money's just fucking going to stay there and be fucking gone. And this is the time to fucking invest, when the markets are the lowest. The markets are in fucking red. You need to fucking hit the dirt track instead. No, but like, that's just when people are made to be more well off and change their fucking financial situation. We just like to,
yeah.
I know we bark on about it, but we just want as many of you people that can possibly fucking do that and change your life. Fucking.
Yeah.
Go for it.
I mean, all we're doing is we've got our beliefs and our opinions and that on it, but really, all we're doing is sharing it. That's it. And might not agree with that.
Share the shit.
That's why you're here, shooting the shit. And if you're 32 minutes into the podcast right now, then very well, good for you.
Yes, and I'm very well good from you too.
We have plenty more fun action coming up, mate, and I've actually got something that I would like to run by you.
Oh my God.
So here's a funny story, right? In my condo building, right, I was getting a food shop delivered earlier, right? And as you know, so I was texting earlier on today, 27th of April, as Michael rightly pointed out, there was a power cut in the building, right? It was actually in this area. So the guy's coming with the shorting, right? And obviously the electricity is not working. So that means the elevators are not working.
Oh my God, he's going to have to go upstairs.
So, no, check this out, right? So the Walmart, like, customer thing phone, yes, I shot at Walmart, okay? Calls me, they're like, the drivers there, like, they're in the lobby, but they can't go upstairs because of the tower. And so, during all this, it's hectic as fuck, right? She's like, he's downstairs, and I'm like, yeah, fair enough, right? I was like, the elevators run, usually they run on a standby system that's not connected to the grid, right? They shouldn't be on the same one. So I was like, that's fine, I'll just go downstairs. So like, no problem. So I go out, and I go for the, as I'm getting ready to go out, the tower comes back on. So I was like, oh shit. So so is the guy going to get up now? And you can imagine the amount of people, you know, at 10:30 in the morning, or try to like leave and go out, and obviously people coming back, like it's a busy place. So I'm like,
even busier now because folk have been fucking.
They'll be waiting for about a good maybe half an hour, 45 minutes or something like that. So a decent amount of time. Because people totally just assumed they weren't working, obviously because of their electric. So anyway, I go downstairs, come out into the lobby, right? And I see it. I was like, I'm looking to this guy, and I didn't see anybody, right? So I'm walking around, I'm like, fuck, where is he, man? And then to get back upstairs, there was this really long line to get on in again, like, because everybody's trying to get upstairs. So I'm waiting in this line, I'm going all the way back up, and I'm trying to phone in at the same time. Nobody, like, I'm on hold waiting. I can't get a hold of the driver, so I don't know where the fuck he is. So then,
he's went upstairs, mate. And then he must have went upstairs.
Mate. And then I get a notification on the app going, your grocery's been delivered. I'm like, oh, not today, there's not been delivered.
What the fuck?
This is all crazy. Yeah, so eventually I get on it and then go up to the fucking apartment. I'm like, usually they'll just leave it at the front of the door. And there was nothing there. So I'm like, what the fuck has been delivered? And like, obviously I'd never seen anything. So I phoned them again, I'm on the phone, they're like, it says it's been delivered, they're letting me phone the driver, and blah, 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 right? So they're away doing that on their side. Meanwhile, I'm on the phone, the fucking door goes, the guy knocks on the door, is this guy who didn't have any, like, uniform on or nothing, like, nothing to say was Walmart. And that guy had, like, you know how they, like, carts that are just, like, black, and they put the shorting in it, and they can wheel it?
Aye.
Right, so he had one of them, so he looks like any other dude in this building, man, right? So funny thing is, when I went down the very first time when the tower just came back on, I did walk right past this guy, and he was there the whole time, right? So, and we were laughing about it when he got to the door. He's like, yeah, I think we saw each other downstairs. I'm like, oh, I think we did, but like, I never realised you were from then, because usually they had something like says the brand name on it or something. But honestly, you look like another East driver delivering your bloody chitty.
Mate, did you see your shopping? Did you see the shopping bag? Was it see-through? You're like, oh my God. You're like, oh my God, that's like what I've ordered for my fucking my shopping this week. Wee raspberry tart. Ooh.
And it's not like I'm complaining. It was like a whole fucking funny thing. Because the tower was out. And then I get a notification saying, it's on the way. Are they there in the next 10 minutes? I'm like, fuck, man. Like, I can see this being a problem.
Yeah, mate. You've not mentioned you're 44 floors up in the fucking air as well.
Yeah, it's a good point. So, walking down or up was not an option.
Yeah. I mean, if you had Spider-Man, you could definitely use a wee fucking spunk shot and get yourself right to the top. But sadly,
Peter!
Yeah, I'm out of Parker! Uncle Ben!
Yeah, so that's Uncle my Ben. Condo story, mate. Bet you're glad you don't stay in a condo now?
You're fucking right, I'm glad I don't stay in a condo. Fuck that noise.
Yeah, that's...
Bernie Sanders, mate. Legend.
Oh, yeah?
He had done a speech advising it is not anti-Semitic or pro-Hamas, and talking about the killings of 34,000 people in Palestine. In Gaza, yeah. And 78,000 wounded. And sadly, mate, 70% of these people are women and children.
Women and children.
Yeah, that is what Israel is doing right now.
Disgusting. So women and children.
1 million people homeless. It's fucking like.
Really?
Oh, half the population. It's fucking crazy, man. It's like.
This is real shit.
This actually. I've also seen stuff about them potentially trying to make some sort of canal from Gaza all the way down to try and mirror the fucking. Shit, what's that other canal called? Panama? Not Panama Canal. Fucking idiot. Suez Canal. No, you know it's not. And allegedly, this would be a canal that would be double the size of the Suez because it's going to have both ships are going to be able to go both ways. What does that mean, mate? Well, in the grand fucking picture, it means that the capitalists keep on capitalism. Double their fucking money, double output, because all these ships are able to go faster, more product around everywhere. Welcome back to Depression Radio. Welcome back to Depression Radio. Hello, welcome back to Depression Radio. I hope you like Courtney's soundtrack intro. Depression Radio.
Oh, you fucking cunt.
Jesus Christ. Oh, mate. Yo, Haley. Yo, Haley. Chicken and chips. Yo, baby. Eminem. He's got a fucking new album coming out this summer, mate.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Death of Slim Shady.
Oh.
Rock about baby. Yeah, I'm shady. Flip flop, I'm a lady. Baby. Oh, baby, baby.
I'm going to make you dance.
I've not had to listen to it yet. No, well, out and skin managed to download a copy directly from his desktop, mate. I don't know how you've listened. Unless it's out someday. A new release or something, early release. I don't know. I've not had to look, but I will be listening to it. Big fan of him. 16 years sober, mate.
Yeah, take it.
Yeah, 16 years sober. He got the coin.
Yeah. Well, he's coming back for the money, mate, because he's nodding sober the whole time. And that's why he's coming back, because he needs the fucking money. He needs money.
Yeah.
That's absolutely.
No, I don't think he needs any money, more money. He's a pretty successful guy.
Yeah.
What a crazy life, though, he had. Like, literally, all the things against him, with his parents, like his dad wasn't there, his mum was fucking on meth and shit. They were staying in the caravan park, no money, rough area. No.
Nuts, eh?
Yeah, fucking nuts.
Just shows you don't, that doesn't need to do your life if you choose to
take
think
action.
Differently,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, mate. Fucking much like yourself, you took action, fucking doing some other business route, and it's fucking class.
Oh, yeah.
It's class. Taking the jump.
Oh, yes. Guys, we're talking about OnlyFans.
Yeah, Sean's opened up a different part.
Selfish plug.
He was previously waist up, he's now doing waist down.
Yeah, waist up was just not getting it done for me.
Yeah, had a few.
Turns out when you see a face on only another club, you want to see anything but that.
Or if you're me, a face that, or if you're me, mate, a face a brother could love. Oh, my ex is living in Texas. That's my home, my head up in Tennessee. Good song, GTA San Andreas, if you're wondering where the fuck that came from.
GTA 6, mate. When's
GTA
that
6, well, I was looking at the game channels. Yeah,
it was 2025.
9 months potentially, but it seems they've hit a little bit of a roadblock in terms of the finishing date, so it could be 2026 delayed. But, I mean, we wouldn't have got this out. This was all fucking leaked yet, so... There could have been 2026 that they were planning anyway. Now they're like, fuck, when you get it out, it's been fucking... So potentially we could get a shiter of fucking GTA, which is... Maybe I'm just talking pish, but it kind of feels like they're kind of rushing it a wee bit. I hope they don't do that, though.
Yeah, I hope so, because GTA, like, people are still playing it like...
When was the last time you played it? Did you play one of the fucking heist missions or something? Scottish Inventor as well, mate. Scottish Inventor as well. Dundee! Dandy exactly. Hamilton, la di da 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 da. Yeah, that's a terrible song, but just the first bit of Dundee made me fucking think about it.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to get it when it comes out, though, for sure.
It's going to be about over $100 or $100 your way, for sure. Because,
yeah,
I mean, that's one of the games that just doesn't lose value. Grand Theft Auto always holds its value.
You know,
value.
One of the things, that's going to break all the records when
it's done
out,
it every mate, single time.
That's not
the
addiction.
Every single time it's came out, it's broken.
Yeah,
records.
Like, you got all, between that last one, you've had one with, like, Red Dead Redemption that did all these good numbers and all that. But see, when this next one comes out, oh my god, it's going to shatter everything.
I think so too. It looks crazy good though, like the graphics look mental.
Yeah. What do you think that'll be running at capacity-wise on your DS5? I mean, if you've dropped it a couple of times, now they have.
I would say
but, you know
maybe close to full capacity, but that's what you want. Like, you want it to be fucking burning. I wouldn't say anything's really changed.
Fucking 64 teraflops?
Mate, the only thing that that fucking thing I've been playing is PlayStation 5. I've been using FIFA, but that's not really that intensive, man. No, I wouldn't say I've had a game on the PlayStation 5 where I thought, wow, this is like proper true gen. Although I played Battlefield a few times. Mm. Not bad, but... Aye. Mm.
I wish I could get into games, but also I don't really have the time anymore, really, to be honest. But I used to enjoy them a lot more than what I do now. Like, the only time that I play is with you, really.
And even then, it's very rare.
Even play that much.
Basically, I use games as a way to fucking avoid shit and... shit and use it as like a bloody... like a therapist. Every single problem is fucking playing
the game. It's good that we get like next night the controller's getting smashed off the couch because he's always like
no idea what you're talking about, mate. I may or may have not smashed the controller down a few times, but how is the table, mate? Let it out, mate, slowly.
Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, when I was feeling not very good with my life and...
Don't fucking dare start it like that, pal. Don't start it like that. Give them the real deal.
I got raging at FIFA and punched four holes on my table.
Yeah.
Overtime.
But also, that is not the funniest part of this fucking story.
Yeah. So, yeah, like, four holes in the table, that is excessive, yes. But
could have been five.
You
held back, mate.
No, I held back. It also, for what it's worth, it's a shitty IKEA table. So, yeah, like, there was still an aggressive force against it. But
it's
also
not an oak.
Not
it's
that,
an oak wood.
Not that difficult. Yeah, exactly.
Mahogany.
It's not going to... It's a very cheap table. But here's the thing, mate. When you strategically place your coasters over those holes, right? And you have, let's say, some guests over, and they are, they've got a drink, right? And they're going to go and sit on they're going to take a seat, and they don't want the coaster in that exact location, right? They want to move that coaster so that they can put
to get comfy, mate, nice and comfy
where they want,
the way they want it.
Yeah, nice and comfy. But see, when they move that coaster, said strategically placed coasters, and they uncover a hole. Oh, what's that? Oh, yeah, Thel. Can you explain the other three then?
And it's quite funny because it is a fist-shaped size hole as well. Interesting.
Yeah. No, that was in that elbow. Yeah, I'm sure it was.
Yeah, well, you know what, man?
So, Andy's vulnerable to the population.
Yeah, I would say, to be honest though, mate, that anger issues, would I say, came...
I deserved it. The table deserved it.
Anger issues during gaming is pretty fucking mental. I'd say when I was younger, it was way worse. Way worse. Yeah, I was slapping fuck.
I never had it that much.
I really badly had it.
No, wait, that's not a lie, because my brother, he's listening, he'd be like, oh yeah, I've done the same. There was a wrestling games, right, and I used to play my brother at the... I think it was Wrestling Year 2000 on the Nintendo 64.
Oh my fucking god, what a controller,
and
mate.
And he used to go Stone Cold... Yeah, exactly. And he used to go Stone Cold, and he used to always do the punches, and you could never reverse them. And it's just the way he did it, and the way he moved the guy, it was like impossible. So he'd always win. So then I couldn't fucking beat him for so long. So see, whenever he went away, I would, let's say, their Stone Cold Steve Austin LaSalle against the computer and win back that championship belt. Okay. And then their brother would come back and he'd be like, yeah, I'll just beat you through it again. And I would be like, yeah, no, this time, no, this time. So not only every time was I getting beat by him, I was losing their belt every single time as well.
If you smell... Oh, just fucking egged it. What the rock is cooking? Damn. Or he's known as the final boss now, mate, isn't he? He's turned fucking full on heel. And for you foot fetish fans there, it's not the heel of the foot.
Yeah, so I played like that. Nate, what a game that was, though. The wrestling game.
I was actually thinking about Know Your Role in SmackDown games. They were some crazy fucking storylines. I'd even say that the way better than the fucking shit out of the day. I actually seen the new wrestling game, that 2K. Yeah, it looks fucking 24. Decent, but man, I was a guy I watch on
it looks good this year.
That fucking plays it live, and there's like 500 other folk that watch it, and just to make myself not seem like a loser. And aye, it seems pretty fun, but the reversals is fucking so broken, man. Sometimes you're just like able to press the button fine, and the other times you press it, nothing happens, and you're just like, okay. So you're basically fighting the network connections as well. If the server's shite, you're gonna have a bad time. The element of how good your connection is pretty fucking high in if it's gonna make you win or not. You need that as.
Yeah, because it's like the same with the first person shooter.
Sure.
It's like, you know your connection's shite as soon as you try to take aim.
Open the mouth.
Speaking of taking aim, I'll be taking aim on the TS5 very shortly. Ladies and gentlemen, we are gaining after this, I'm just letting you know.
Yes, probably FIFA, and then... maybe a Tiger Woods, EA Sports. Oh, it's not called Tiger Woods anymore. EA Sports Golf's not bad.
Nice. Yeah, that is actually decent, the golf game. That's good. Well, I definitely noticed, like, when we played it a lot more, obviously, we were better at it. But it is a very difficult game, but it's also crazy good.
The satisfaction.
Satisfaction. Yeah. Yeah, I know some people play games to relax, but I love games, like, the competitive games, because... You need to be on the ball all the time. You know what I mean?
Mentally
like,
turns you on.
Really.
You're getting fingered in the brain. You're
like, I don't want to, like, listen. Yeah, I guess so.
Mate, the one thing is, though, I mean, you have to press that for that boost when you're going back. You need to ram that fucking X button. And that takes me back to all those crazy fucking Olympic games you used to get. And you're like, javelin, and you're like fucking slamming the fuck out of the square, like, and your guy's fucking throws you, like, yeah, and you realize you need to do that another fucking five times because that's the how many times it is in a fucking heat, and you're like, oh god. But your girlfriend's fucking happy about it because she's getting finger blasted in fucking space.
So.
Player two disconnected.
Oh man, yeah. Nate, speaking of disconnected, we're going to be disconnecting soon for this episode. Any final thoughts that you've not covered with the listeners?
Final thoughts. Oh, I've got a fucking Norway thing to talk about, pal. Sorry. British tourist loses arm and leg in shark attack. Shark attack.
A shark attack.
Just down the road, mate. In Tobago, mate. Caribbean islands. What? It was a fucking bull shark guy. He was sitting in the water, just chilling. Peter Smith, his name is, sitting in the fucking water, then boom, right from behind, man, 8 foot, and oh my god, measuring 8 foot by 10 foot, shit, he lost his fucking left arm, left leg, oh, and got serious issues to his stomach as well, fucking hell, man, Holy Jesus. Shit. Oh, man, there's a fucking picture of somebody putting a bandage or something on his leg. Jesus, fuck, it's rough as hell. Ooh. And that is why, guys, fuck around in the ocean. It's a no from me. And is it a no from you, Sean?
No.